This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hello, I am Ben with University Radio Nottingham, and I'm sort of conducting manifesto reviews, taking a look at the manifestos of current SU candidates and sort of providing an overview as well as giving my thoughts on them. So, sort of diving right in front of me I have the manifesto of Kathy Morris, who goes by the pronouns of she, they, and she is running for LGBT plus officer this particular year. As you know, LGBT plus officer is a part-time role within the student union, so that sort of occurs alongside your studies rather than taking a sabbatical out of the year. But anyways, into the manifesto. So Kathy is a first year student, currently studying history, and they are a lesbian, and you know, they sort of talk about in their personal summary, you know, how easy it is to feel excluded from different aspects of university. But this is sort of also what is inspiring her to, you know, run for LGBT plus officer, because they feel like, it doesn't have to be this way is sort of the words used in the manifesto. And they would work to, you know, ensure that everyone is able to get sort of a good time out of university. And so sort of providing a bit of a background to Kathy, sort of the manifesto underlines how they have taken part in a lot of various activist movements, and so they would be able to show, you know, a lot of solidarity with other causes. She lists anti-racism, anti-sexism and anti-ableism as just sort of a few of some of the causes, because, you know, in her words, their struggles are our struggles. And so, you know, it's sort of important to her, because, you know, identities are complicated and often sort of interlinked. And so, you know, hoping to sort of bring that on, you know, on board as LGBT plus officer. And so it's quite an interesting manifesto, actually, because it's sort of what, if elected, she would focus on is sort of three key areas. So sort of three key areas are community, education and inclusion. And so sort of for education... I don't know why I'm starting with the second. For community, sort of, you know, there's this idea of hosting more events, you know, collaborative events as well, you know, very similar to the manifesto of the other candidate, other LGBT plus officer candidate, working with other societies to, you know, ensure that there is a safe environment and ensuring that there are no barriers to LGBT students getting involved, as well as sort of hosting more activities. For the education side, collaborating with queer people within the university is one of sort of the goals Kathy has, to basically provide a variety of resources for LGBT plus students, you know, such as mental health resources, sexual health clinics, as well as working with charities within Nottingham. So yeah, that's all, you know, all sort of very, very good. And additionally, as well, raising awareness of reporting channels. I mean, I personally was not aware that there were reporting channels within the university for sort of hate crimes against students. But, you know, certainly raising awareness of that, you know, clearly needs to happen, because, you know, my personal awareness is obviously lacking. So finally, for the sort of inclusion part, basically, just to summarise, it's about removing barriers for LGBT plus students, by campaigning for things such as gender-neutral toilets in all university buildings, improvements to the name change process and financial support. And so, you know, putting in some raw opinion, what do I think of this? Yeah, it's a really good manifesto. The points of what they want to achieve, you know, is very detailed. It seems like there's some real sort of good sort of meat on the bone. Perhaps that's just me being sort of bad with metaphors, but you know, all of this does sound really good. The only thing, if I had to be sort of cautious about, is that Kathy is a first year student. You know, it does make me wonder whether this might be too early, but you know, As other candidates have said to me, you know, it's not about the amount of time, it's about the quality of time. And, you know, that certainly with some of the points in here, you know, it does sound like there's going to be a quality time if they're elected LGBT plus officer. But yeah, so overall, what can I summarise it as? Really, really strong, a really strong manifesto.
This is University Radio Nottingham.